Good morning and welcome to Christ is the Answer, coming to you from Seaview Full Gospel Church in Back Bay, New Brunswick. Today, our pastor, Pastor Reverend Gordon Coe Jr., will be preaching today's message. If you'd like a copy of this message or any other message, you can contact us at the church at area code 506-755-3592. Now, here's Pastor Gordon Coe Jr. with today's message.
How many worshipers we got in the house? Give him a wave offering. Hallelujah. Because that's part of the shift. Everyone said shift. It's time that we begin to rise up and face our calling that God has called us, that we enter his gate with a thankful heart, with a praise upon our lips, hallelujah, a praise of a knot of silence, that we open our mouth and begin to praise him and give him glory, that we might stand on our feet, that we might learn, as it were, to dance in the spirit and the fire of the Holy Ghost once more, that we might see our young people, hallelujah, gather around the altars after the service and seek the Lord God Almighty with all of their heart and all of their soul, all their mind and all their strength. I shall never forget the times when we were growing up in this church or the church across the road. Amen. And we began, young people and elderly people and all people, but the young would gather around, begin to pray and seek God, seek him, seek his favor, seek what he had in our life. I watched my own son and other all these young people become filled with the Spirit of the living God around these altars. And friend, let me tell you something. There needs to be a shift. We need to have our children one more time be stirred. I was stirred because of the elderly. I was stirred because they knew how to worship. I was stirred and knew how it was done because they didn't sit in the seat with their arms folded, the legs crossed, and texting and everything else, and reading the latest news and what's going on in the bulletin. My friend, let me tell you, there needs to be a shift. Everyone said shift. Hallelujah. Because God's going to shift. He's going to move things, hallelujah, into high gear. And I don't know about you, but I'm fast being ready for it. Hallelujah. Oh, to him be the glory. Isn't God good? That promise of the Messiah. And you know the story, if you know any story. Joseph and Mary, both of the lineage and the household of Judah. And Jesus is born, the Savior of the world, fulfilling the promise of God. And I said all of that to tell you that when God would speak in his word, he's going to bring it to pass and let you know that when God spoke to my heart this past week, when he said, I'm going to send a great shift, there's going to be some changes. And all of a sudden, these things begin to come to my mind. I begin to think of what God has said. And the first thing, talking about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the rapture of the church. How many still believe in the rapture? Oh, you better. Hallelujah. You don't want to be found in error. I believe, amen, with all my heart and all my soul and all my mind, regardless who's telling it, regardless who's saying it, I still believe, hallelujah, in this word of God, the spoken and written word, that we might read it, we might study it, and we might apply it to our heart and soul and live eternally with him. And the word of God said, Jesus said himself in John chapter 14, he said, you believe in God, believe also in me, for in my Father's house, he said, are many mansions. Everyone said many mansions, not one, two, or three, not just enough for us four and no more. He said, there's many mansions, and I go to prepare one for you. Look to your neighbor, confess, he's making one for me. Oh, hallelujah. I want you to know he hasn't left you out. My God, he hasn't left you out. Praise his name. Sometimes we think he might have forsaken us, but I'm here to let you know he hasn't forsaken what God said he's going to do. He's going to bring it to pass. He said, heaven and earth will pass away. My word will never fail. I can hear to tell you again, God will never fail you. It might seem like you're walking in some failures in your life, but listen, let me tell you something, friend. Keep your hand in Jesus. He's going to bring you through. I don't care how many times you fall down, keep getting back up. Don't care how many times it seems seems like you hit a dead end, keep on going. Change directions. Hallelujah. Maybe you're going too slow. Maybe it's time to just shift it. Hallelujah. Maybe you're just coasting. And maybe you're just kind of howling in second gear. You know what I mean? Anybody, George, Noah, and Teddy, all these old fellas. I'm sorry, Ted. But anyway, you know, the standards, you know, you get in that second gear. Even the automatics, when you get in second gear, that thing will just howl on you. Friend, we've been grinding in the second gear too long. But God said, we need to make a shift. Hallelujah. God's about to make a shift. God's about to do something great. He's about to do something, hallelujah, that only God can do. And I don't know about you, but I'm saying, Lord, let it happen already. Lord God, let it begin to stir us already. God said we might be able to reach our children that are lost, those that are still unsaved. How are they going to get saved unless there be a shifting in the church today? My God, we need to get back our hunger. We need to get back those things we've lost. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you that where I am, there you may be also. Acts in the first chapter, verses 10 and 11. Jesus set it up on high. Hallelujah. And two men in white, they looked around at that crowd, 500 and some people that were there, the Bible says. 500, over 500 were there. I want to put that number to you because over 500 were there. And Jesus spoke to them all and he said, go and tarry in Jerusalem till you've been endued with power from on high. How many wants the power, incidentally? Glory to God. You don't ever have enough power. Glory. You haven't arrived just because, you know, you figured you got it. I got it. But you haven't got it to bury it. You got it to exercise it. And that gets stronger. Come on, when you bury it, you don't get any more strength out of it. So it's time that we uncover the gifts. Oh, halabakushandurabasatai. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And they said, these two men spoke to them and said, hey, why stand you here gazing? This same Jesus. Everybody said the same Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Not somebody else. That false doctrine going around, that nonsense, that stuff that doesn't even make one little ounce of sense. Hallelujah. It's like believing that you came from a polywog. That's the same kind of mentality. Friend, I want you to know that I believe that I was fearfully and wonderfully made, even my mother's womb, by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the great I Am, who spoke the worlds into being. He took nothing and made it all out of nothing. He didn't take a mass and say, well, I guess I'll make this. Oh, hallelujah. The only thing he made in the very beginning when he made Adam, and the Bible said he fearfully and wonderfully made him. Hallelujah. That means he made sure that everything, hallelujah, was going to flow just right from the top of your head to the very soles of your feet. Hallelujah. How many knows God knew what he was doing? Oh, hallelujah, church. Man, friend, this is something to shout about. This is something to be excited about. Hallelujah. This is not something to mourn over. This is something to say, my God's about to make a shift. And I want to be in the middle of it all. Hallelujah. We sing that chorus right in the middle of it all. That's where I want to be when the Holy Ghost starts falling. And let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost is going to fall upon the hungry, upon the thirsty. Not going to fall on the naysayers and the fault finders and the picking at this and picking at that. It's the one that says, I don't care. I'm going to press towards the crowd. I'm going to be like the lady, hallelujah, that had an issue. Friend, have you got an issue today? Have you got an issue? I've got an issue with the enemy. I've got the issue with the adversary of my soul that wants to try to hold me down. But I said, no, sir, Lord. You're going to shift. I want to shift with you. God, if you're going to have a move of the Holy Ghost, I want to be right in the middle of it all. We need a move of Holy Ghost fire today. I'll tell you, program isn't going to do it. You can bring in the best of the best of the teachers and preachers, but I want to tell you something. The greatest teacher of them all is the Holy Ghost. Friend, is God's going to make a shift, and we the church have got to be willing to shift with him. Hallelujah. Oh, look to your neighbor, said I needed that. Whew, my God. Scripture says he's willing that none should perish, but all have everlasting life. He said, I'm going to do a quick work, and I'm going to shorten in righteousness. because no flesh shall be saved. The Word of God said that. Jesus said it. Revelation chapter 2, he warned, repent, do the first works. Well, Lord, I did this. Lord, I did that. When was that? Well, Lord, I laid hands on. When was that? God, I stood and praised your name. I glorified you. When was that? Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, friend. God's not coming for has-beens and wannabes. He's coming for those that are ready. Hallelujah. Ready and without even any notice, because the Word of God said, at a moment when you think not, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. 2 Chronicles in the 7th chapter and the 14th verse, he said, if my people called by my name, are you called by his name? Can you tell me what his name is? Oh, say it again. Oh, a little louder. Hallelujah. His name is still Jesus. He's still the Prince of Peace. He's still the King of Kings. He's still the Mighty God. He's still the Counselor. Hallelujah. He's still the Rose of Sharon and the Lily of my Valley. He's the altogether lovely one. He's the bright and morning star. Hallelujah. And he's growing sweeter every day. He's my healer. He's my redeemer. He's my sustainer. Hallelujah. He's the one that's causing me to know that I'm more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthens me. He causes me to know that the only way I'm going to make it, if I keep my hand in the nail pierced hand, he causes me to realize that when I fall, hallelujah, he said, if you call on me, I'll answer. If you haven't got the strength to get back up, he said, I'll pick you up. Oh, hallelujah. How many can say he's picked me up more than once? Give him a wave offering, church. Hallelujah. He's about to make a shift. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the people are called by his name. He said, if you'll humble yourself. We got to get rid of the proud spirit. It's causing us to grind in our second gear. Oh, I just can't. No, I can't do that. Yes, you can. Let me prove it to you. If you're in a hockey game and your favorite team was there, every time they'd make a score. You might not jump to your feet, but you're just trembling all over. Man, you're so excited on the inside. You're rubbing your hands. You're doing everything because you're excited. Are you excited about Jesus? Are you excited when you hear that God's going to make a shift? Are you excited when you know and realize this, that it's time? Look, your neighbor said, it's time. It's time. If we're going to get ready, we need to get ready. If we're going to be ready, it's now the time to get ready. Get fired up, charged up, hallelujah. Do the works that we once did. Fall in love with Jesus all over again. Jesus said in Revelation, the problem is you fell out of love. You didn't mean to. A lot of couples that end up in divorce, they didn't mean it. They didn't mean to fall that way. They didn't mean it. They just forgot. They forgot that feeling of the love that they had in the beginning. Further, God said this and reminded me, and I've mentioned it a few times of late, the glory, everybody said the glory, of the latter house. Whew, that means this house. Just in case you're mistaken, that means this house. That means this day, when age that we're living in right now. That doesn't mean down the road. The Bible said this generation to see the budding of the fig tree. It's that generation. Hallelujah. How many remembers when Israel became a nation? Yeah, of course. Hallelujah. You remember? How many remembers when, and more precisely, people say, well, it wasn't in 1948, but it was in 1967. That brings some more of us here into awareness, 1967. And we thought 48 because surely by the year 2000, Jesus would be here. But it's here it is, 2016. He hasn't come yet. Glory. But it's close. Ooh, hallelujah. You feel that? Glory to God. Does it bear witness with your spirit? Does it bear witness with your soul? Or all you can think about is what you're going to have for dinner? Y'all are supposed to be fasting. Didn't need to remind you of all that. Hallelujah. But the glory of the latter house be greater than the former house. That's telling me that the glory at the end of the age be greater than it was at the birthing of it. 2,000 years ago, the glory, Hallelujah. The power, the manifestations, not of the church, but of the Holy Ghost, of the fire of God, hallelujah, will be greater. And just for the record, all around the world, all around the other side of the world, fire, the Holy Ghost fire, is falling. Men are being healed. Divers diseases. The dead are even being raised in the name of Jesus. If it's happening on the other side of the world, why isn't it happening here? There needs to be a shift. Glory. Hallelujah. We must be willing to shift ourselves. We need to get out of our comfort zone. Everybody say comfort zone. Don't tell me you haven't got one, because we all got one. Or get in that comfort zone where we're comfortable. Did you ever talk to a soldier? I got the carpet turned up here, and it's trying to trip me, but hey, man. Did you ever talk to a soldier? You ever get a chance? I'm talking about a soldier who's been on the battlefield. Talk to Brother Earl. He can tell you. When you're on the battlefield, are you comfortable? Is there anything but comfortable? God says we're soldiers. Word of God teaches us that we've got an enemy. And he's relentless. He's always on the attack. Glory. Hallelujah. He doesn't know yet. He's already lost the war. You might have lost some battles, but I can tell you what. Man, in this shift, come on. In this shift, you're more than a conqueror through Christ. All through losing the battles. And we've got this thing, we get into this place of complacency in our servitude to God. We do it if we want to, or if we feel like it. And we know these things not ought to be in the servants of the Most High God. Hallelujah. I looked up the definition of complacent. And I found this, and there's several different ones. But this one is so, put it to the point. When a person is often without awareness of some potential. Man, I read that. I said, man, Lord, you are such a smart God. You know, when a complacency is when a person is unaware of some potential they have within them. How many times have the adversary caused us to look at self and think, I can't do that? But just like Abram, God sees. Everybody say, God sees. God sees what man cannot see and what others cannot see in you, but God sees it. And God says, I'm going to make a shift. God says, I'm going to take that little seed of faith and I'm going to begin to do something. We've just kind of been coasting. God's allowed some things to begin to happen, but there's going to be a rapidness of things that are about to happen in these closing days of time, that the only way that you're going to be able to keep up with it is that you keep up with Him in the Spirit. Come on, as you begin to, you know, hunger after God and think after the things of God and want the things of God and be saturated with Him, amen, He's not going to leave you behind. As a matter of fact, you're going to be on the front lines. How many say, I want to be on the front line? I want to be right there on the front lines when God's just using. Lord, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to just be, still stuck in boot camp when God's raising up generals. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When He's raising up captains, when He's raising up those in leadership. Hallelujah. You haven't got to stand behind a pulpit. God hasn't got to call you into a church. God hasn't got to put you on the deacon board to cause you to be a leader. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're not only a leader in your own home, you can be a leader on the job. You can set the example, hallelujah, as one that will live for Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. You can let your light shine, the Bible said. And when you begin to do that, hallelujah, let me tell you something. It might seem like, and people might act around you like they're not noticing it, but I'm here to tell you, they're noticing it, hallelujah. When they've got a struggle, when that adversary comes against them, because it rains on the just and on the unjust, when they begin to face something, hallelujah, they're going to look you up. They're going to know that you're a man of prayer. They're going to know that you're a woman that can bow down and humble themselves and get a hold of the horns of the altar, whether it's on the job somewhere. It doesn't have to be down at the church. You can do it in the Save Easy. You can do it in the superstore. You can do it on the streets. You can do it anywhere. You can lay hands on them. You can curse that adversary in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And see them have victory in their life, because it's not about you. It's about him. It's about the one that you represent. And when Jesus Christ, in the power and the glory, because the Bible says you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. It's time to make a shift, friend. It's time to not to bury your talent. And if you buried it, it's time to get a sand off of it. It's time to remove all the coverings off of it. It's time to let it be exposed into the church and to one another. It's time to let it be exposed that the glory of God and old time Holy Ghost conviction will grip the heart of the man or the woman that's bound in sin. And like the word of God has said, that they'll come trembling before an altar somewhere. They won't be ashamed to walk down the aisle. They won't try to cover it up. They'll say, I want to know what it takes to serve Jesus. I want to know, how do I get what you got? I'm telling you how to get it. It's humbling yourself and calling upon the name, the only name whereby you can be saved, and it's the name of Jesus. Oh, give him glory. Are you hungry for God? Do you want to shift? Can't see the potential, but God sees it. And he'll draw it out of you. All complacency also is made a reference to this. Also being unaware of potential danger. Being satisfied with the status quo. Being satisfied right where we are. Don't feel the need to excel. Don't feel the need to shift the gears, even though we're just howling in the gear. Don't feel that need to do that. We become relaxed and unrealizing the danger of not praying, of not reading the Word of God, of not being faithful to church. I'm getting down where the rubber meets the road. But that's where Jesus is. Not worshiping Jesus. Not serving the Lord with all our heart and soul and mind. Not using our gifts, our talents, our callings, only as we're satisfied to do so. Since when did it come the point that I serve God to my satisfaction? Come on, church. We need to learn and shift into higher gear, that we're serving God to his satisfaction. You say, oh, that hurt. Well, rather to be offended in the word and live and to burn. Come on. Because if God laid it on my heart, I'm telling you, there's going to be a shift. God's going to do a massive work. There's going to be an increase of the speed at which all things begin to unfold. It's time to get ready for the shift. Church, it's time to get ready. It's time to get out of that second gear. I don't care if you've got to grind it. You know, remember those days when you get the clutch and you grind through those gears? It doesn't matter if you've got to grind it or not. Get it out of that. Get it out of second gear. Man, you're in third gear, get it in fourth. We're driving to 5 speed. No, 6. Whatever it is. Hallelujah. I think 6 is the limit, so we'll go to the limit. That's God's, that's the number for man. And when you get man out of the way, you say, well, I'm already in 5th gear. It was time to get her in 6th gear. Come on, there's still another gear there. How many knows you haven't reached your full potential? How many says, I want to reach my full potential? Ooh, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because there's a people called by his name, willing to humble himself and seek him. And these are closing days of time, because you got children, you got grandchildren, you got loved ones, you got brothers and sisters, you got moms, you got dads, you got aunts, and you got uncles, you got friends that need to hear this message. This message of salvation. My God. The Bible says this, and the Word of God spoke to my heart. He who is faithful, endures, and fully charged. Fully charged with the fire of God. My glory. The Bible says, be ye. What's that word? Be ye. I help you. Filled. The last time I looked, full means that's right to the top. Okay. So that the next drop, there'll be a drop spill over. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. So you know something? When you walk around filled and you get in God's house with God's people and they begin to praise God, somebody lets a shout out of them like these ladies, and you say, oh, glory, I'm just spilling over, and it spills over on you. You can't contain it. How many wants to contain it? If you really want to serve God, ready to shift, my Father, hallelujah, cause us to be filled. You say, I thought that was 30 years ago. I thought it was 40 years ago. I thought it was 10 years ago. That's the problem. See, we got to shift this thing. We're stuck 10, 20 years ago in some things. But the most important thing, when we should shift, we left it behind. Oh, we don't need to act that way. Who said that? It was some devil somewhere. I can tell you what, it wasn't the Spirit of Christ. Well, we don't need the manifestation of the Spirit of God. I want you to know that's the spirit of Antichrist. That's anti-God. That's anti-spirit of the living God. I'm here to tell you and set the record straight that we need to move an old-time, Holy Ghost, heaven-sent, revival, fire of God, begin to burn out the dross, burn out self. We've become so full of self that God hasn't got any room. I mean, we act like it. We might dress like it. But where's the power like it? Whew. Do you believe it, church? You receive it? If you believe it and you receive it, hallelujah. There's a great shift coming. But in order for God to fulfill what he wants to fulfill, there needs to be a shifting in us. Shifting away from the things of life, of self. The Bible says, love not the world, nor the things of the world. Because if you love the world, the love of Jesus isn't in you. That just came to me. That's not in my notes. Not anywhere. You won't find that anywhere. I don't even know if it's written anywhere in all the previous notes. But that's what God spoke to my heart. And who doesn't love the things of the world? Who doesn't love all that stuff? But don't love them so much that you neglect Jesus. The Bible says we need to put him first. When you put your job first, he's a jealous God. When you put your children first, he's a jealous God. When you put your husband first, he's a jealous God. When you put your wife first, he's a jealous God. When you put the church first, just to come into the church and just say you're the church, he said, but when you come to worship me, hallelujah. When you don't come just for the roll call, come on, church. I'm giving it to you as the Lord's giving it to me. Huh? We're not here just on roll call. Oh, well, it's church Sunday morning. We better get there. There's church Sunday night too. Well, we better get there. There's Bible study Wednesday nights. There still is? Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Pastor Cook. We hope that you enjoyed today's radio broadcast. If you would like a copy of this message or any other message, you can contact us at the church office at area code 506-755-3592 or in writing at 195 Back Bay Loop Road, Back Bay, New Brunswick, E5C 2W3. Or you can visit us on our website at www.facebook.com. www.cbufullgospel.com, and you can also find us on Facebook at Seaview Full Gospel Church. Until next week, God bless, and remember, Christ is the answer.
With life with life.